to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher.
3-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye.
Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosic stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosic. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Bart Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we've got bonus coverage for you this morning here on scoresbroadcast.com. 11 a.m. tip, Cincinnati Country Day in Mechanicsburg. It should be quite a ball game. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Troy High School. Both teams have been shooting around for the last 10 or 15 minutes, and we're just a few moments away from the opening tip. As I said, it should be a terrific game. Cincinnati Country Day, coached by John Snell in his 15th year. We'll find out over the next few ball games if this is indeed his best team ever at Country Day. He had a high-quality club on which his daughter played in 2011. For 20-year head coach Christy Dodain at Mechanicsburg, this too a very fine team. Time will tell if it's her best team in two decades at Mechanicsburg. Indians had a very good squad back in 2013. Chuck, won't do a bit of good to call one team the Indians because they're both the Indians.
There you go.
Here this morning. Each team 22-2, both teams with good size. Cincinnati Country Day, Chuck, is big.
Wow.
5'9", 5'10", 6'1".
Yeah, they got a lot of size. I want to see how mobile they are, but I was watching a warm-up down there, and they do a drill I really liked where they had two people on the same side of the floor, a shooter and a post player, and they were working the ball back and forth, in and out, which is what you do in a basketball game. I was impressed with the footwork. I was impressed with the shooting. So let's see if that transposes into the basketball game itself.
Four 30% three-point shooters on this Cincinnati Country Day team. How about that? That's amazing.
Yeah, that is outstanding. This is just a really good basketball team.
Mechanicsburg doesn't feature a player that approaches 6 feet tall. But the Indians are mighty quick, and they shoot the three amazingly well. They crush the board, and they like to up-tempo this game. It's going to be interesting to see if Mechanicsburg can get Cincinnati Country Day a little bit out of its element by pushing it up and down the floor and make the bigger girls for Country Day run the length from end line to end line. That is going to be the objective of Mechanicsburg for certain. But both teams have scored well up into the 60s all year long, each team averaging a few points shy of 70. Each club with double-digit scores. Boy, Mechanicsburg has been so impressive, grooming young talent over the last few seasons. We saw Grace Forrest as a freshman. She's now a 5'6 junior, 13 points a game. We saw Casey Shipfer as a freshman. She's now a senior, 17.2 points a game for head coach Christy Dodain at Miamisburg.
Yep, those
or at Mechanicsburg.
those two make them go, that's for sure. And they really have some good perimeter players that are going to help them out. Their defense, their pressure against Botkins was relentless.
Right.
And that's what Country Day is going to have to to look at today. They're going to have to be able to handle the basketball and not have open court turnovers to give Mechanicsburg easy baskets, which is what they did to Botkins. If they can get it into a half court game, I think then the advantage shifts to Country Day with their size.
Yep, very good point. Interestingly enough, these two teams lost just twice in the regular season. Cincinnati Country Day won the Miami Valley Conference. Mechanicsburg won the Ohio Heritage Conference. Each team lost two, as I mentioned, the entire year. At stake is a berth in the regional next Thursday at Vandalia Butler in Girls Division Four. In fact, the winner of the first two games here today meet in the nightcap, the second game at 8 next Thursday. The second game here at 1 between Legacy Christian and Tri-Village we will not cover on scoresbroadcast.com, but the winner of that game meets the winner of this game in the second game next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. The first game next Thursday at Vandalia Butler at 6:15 would pit the winner of the third game here today at Troy between Fort Loramie and Franklin Monroe against a Central District number 2 champ out of the Columbus area. That could very well be Fairfield Christian Academy out of Lancaster, a school which Fort Loramie played in the volleyball regionals.
Well, Tri-Village and Fort Loramie have the same problem. All they've heard about all year is each other. They got to make sure that they don't slip up, because the quality of opponent now in the district and the first round of the regional is going to be much better than they've faced in a long time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Fort Loramie, by far and away, number one team in the state of Ohio in girls division four all year long. The Tri-Village in the mix at 3, 4, 5, 6 all season long. According to Max Preps, and I just checked it about 15 minutes ago, Chuck, Cincinnati Country Day, number 10 in the state, Mechanicsburg, number 15. How about that?
Well, I mean, and we haven't seen Country Day play yet. I'm looking forward to that. We saw Mechanicsburg play, and they beat a pretty good Botkins team by 30 in the sectional final. So they're a good basketball team.
Rushi girls didn't have a great year. They were spurty, played well in spots. Led Mechanicsburg for a quarter and a half in that opening sectional game, wound up losing by 12. But Mechanicsburg showed some weak spots for about the first half of that game. Did pull away to win by a dozen. So hard to tell what you'll get here. New floor, first time on this court this season for these two teams.
Yep.
Got sunshine.
Shooting backgrounds are a little strange here.
Oh, yes. At one end, it's a bright red brick wall about 10 or 12 feet behind the glass backboard. At the other end, it's a series of bleachers, some 15 rows.
Into a setting sun, or a rising sun, I guess.
Exactly. So, yeah, one end of the floor, the hardwood is reflecting sunshine, so certainly different shooting situation from one end to the other. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Imperative, I think, for one team or the other to get off to a good start. If you're going to win this game on a foreign floor, you might be able to take advantage of the other club's cold snap at the outset. We witnessed that last night in a boys' sectional championship game at Piqua, when Fort Loramie got a jump start against Botkins, hit one three after another in the first 5 or 6 minutes, and Botkins missed one chippy after another, and the game was decided 20-9 in the first 8 minutes.
Well, who handles the nerves better? Because I promise you, both teams, they wouldn't admit it, but both teams have a case of nerves right now. Usually the jump ball and the first couple of shots gets rid of that, and it turns into you running up and down the floor.
Right.
But in the beginning, believe me, the nerves are there.
Oh, yeah. Tension, tension, tension with a capital uppercase T. Thanks so much to our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, making possible this presentation of girls Division IV district championship basketball here this morning between Mechanicsburg and Cincinnati Country Day. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, which has been with us for a decade. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten launched back in 2006-2007 without the support from LaCal Equipment. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The In-Between, just south to Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are superb at Maury's. New underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com include Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com, and Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. What you can imagine, we can create in Hoing & Hoing Builders. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward. In addition, thanks to these sponsors in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi, and the Francis Schulze Company of Rushi and Superior Aluminum of Rushi. Got quite a crowd filing in still, Chuck, from Champaign County, the Mechanicsburg area, despite the Mechanicsburg Indians athletes playing in a couple other sports in tournament action today. We've got a good throng of folks, and in advance of today, yesterday morning, in fact, we communicated with Cincinnati Country Day and Mechanicsburg School Districts that this game would be featured as a bonus coverage game live here this morning on scoresbroadcast.com. And so we've got a fine listening audience from Champaign County, from Hamilton County, down south in Cincinnati, and it should be a fine contest. Country Day fans have filled in about a quarter of the large section across the way. The Mechanicsburg folks have completed about two-thirds of the stands on the media side. We'll have the starting lineups and the tip in a moment. Mechanicsburg Country Day on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
The stage is set. Mechanicsburg, Cincinnati Country Day here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Should be a super contest. We look forward to it. Hope you enjoy it on the receiving end. The online stream brought to you by Scores. Chuck, it's games number 8, 9, and 10 today in a little over 100 hours since Monday night. and you've been under the weather. I've been under the weather. In fact, I had no voice, or at least I barely had one, 2-3 weeks ago. It seems like over the course of this week, Chuck, with all the steady diet of hoops tournament action, my voice may be getting a little stronger.
It's like working out. You're working out your voice and getting stronger, and I think I'm getting better. They finally found the right medication, and I don't feel like taking a nap halfway through the game anymore.
There you go. Good news. Good news all the way around. Mechanicsburg Indians roster being introduced. Mechanicsburg in the bright purple with yellow trim. I've always liked these unis, Chuck. Can't miss them. White numbers on the purple background, and they stand out too. Lanny Wilhelm opens at guard for Mechanicsburg, averaging 3.1 points a game, 5'6 performer. Grace Forrest at a guard, a 5'6 junior, just under 13 a game. In the post, Danny Schipfer, S-C-H-I-P-F-E-R, 5'9 freshman, 3 per outing. She's going to have her hands full. The freshman, Danny Schipfer, needs to play extremely well against the size of Country Day. Casey Schipfer, 5'7 senior guard, a little over 17 a game. And Morgan Hamby helps out in the post as well, a 5'8 senior, 7 a game in that starting five for Mechanicsburg. Not one player over 5'9. For Cincinnati Country Day, here's the opening five. Sabrina Del Bello, 5'9 junior, 18 points a game, 34% three-point shooter. Marley Cox, 5'7 junior, 10 a game. Sarah Zimmerman, 5'10 sophomore, a dozen a game. Alexa Bailey, a 6'1 junior, at 6 points per contest. And Cam Jordan, a 5'8 junior, at 16 per game. Three young ladies, Cox, Zimmerman, Jordan, shoot threes at a 30% clip. As I mentioned, Del Bello at 34%. And at the outset of our webcast, I noted that only time will tell for these two clubs in terms of whether or not they do represent the best in these two head coaches' tenures at their respective schools. Christy Dodane, 20 years at Mechanicsburg, great club in 2013. John Snell, 15 years head man at Country Day, had an outstanding squad in 2011. These two teams rival those two clubs at Country Day in Mechanicsburg. At stake is a berth in the regional semifinals on Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Mechanicsburg Indians, who will move from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Catching the ball out of the arc is Forrest. 1-2-3 passes by the Indians. Looks like a man-to-man defense by Country Day, which overplays on a pass to the far wing. It's spoiled and knocked out of bounds.
Well, now looking at their tournament run, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think anybody scored more than 10 points against them in the tournament.
Each team plays outstanding defense. Obviously, the competition to this point in the tourneys pretty weak. Here's a sloppy pass by Mechanicsburg. Country Day steals, hustling down the floor, driving all the way to the rim, and laying it in is Cam Jordan. Boy, she's quick out on top. And she got a fist on that ball, tapped it to midcourt, scooped it up on the dead run, and finished. Here is Mechanicsburg, four-court right. It's a Schipfer behind a screen, and trying to fight through the screen is the Country Day player.
Coach Dodane not happy with how they got back last time on that layup by Country Day.
I thought in Mechanicsburg's first possession, Chuck, the purple and gold looked a little bit thwarted, perplexed by Country Day's D.
Well, they're playing man-to-man, but they're doing a lot of switching.
Here is Mechanicsburg inbounding to midcourt, handled there by Grace Forrest. Throws it down the right side to Danny Schipfer, who flips it into the post to Morgan Hamby. Left-handed shot, 7 feet away, wide right. Rebound Country Day in backcourt. They move it up the floor in a hurry. Foul Mechanicsburg reaching in.
That's the first one on Casey Schipfer. They don't need her in foul trouble.
2-0 Country Day leads. We played a minute here in the opening stanza. Ball inbounded in backcourt to Del Bello for Country Day. And Grace Forrest has the tough assignment of trying to track down Del Bello. Here is a moving screen against Country Day. being freed up on the play was Cam Jordan. She darted into the paint. She was available with a lot of space because there was a moving screen set about two or three dribbles before.
Yeah, well, that was on Zimmerman, and she didn't necessarily move her body, but she brought up two forearms. You can't do that.
That's a no-no. Here's Casey Chipfer at midcourt for Mechanicsburg. Throws it away, picked off by Country Day. Forecourt to her left, it's Delbello. She's at an open room in the paint area, drives, sloppy shot with the left hand, but she knew she was going to be drawing contact, and she did. Two foul shots here for Delbello, a 5'9 junior, averaging a bucket short of 20 per contest.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a heady play. She knew she wasn't going to make it, but she made sure the ball went up towards the rim.
And the free throw by Delbello is good. 3-0 Country Day, 6:34 left here in the opening period. Delbello toes the free throw line once again. Staggered stance. Right foot an inch or two ahead of the left. She rimmed it out. No. The board, Delaney Wilhelm of Mechanicsburg. She's double in backcourt. Goes airborne to Forrest up ahead, who jettisons in the three ball quickly. Forrest, the junior, lights it up for Mechanicsburg. 23-footer. Boy, the first pass into forecourt. Forrest caught it, shot it, and we are deadlocked. 6:12 to go, openings period. Three apiece. Out of the arc, it's Marley Cox for Country Day. Being checked tightly. Danny Schiffer guards her. Baseline, right corner, Country Day. And the player is free, enters the paint, pumps it up on the run, wide left, Zimmerman triggered, foul on the drive. It's Common out of bounds to Country Day.
Yeah, but the worst part about that one was that is on the Schiffer, her second.
Two on Casey Schiffer, Chuck?
Yes.
Oh, my. 17 points a game, Casey Schiffer. A couple of fouls already. Ball inbound of the Country Day. They fumble it over the end line, and Mechanicsburg gets it. Country Day with token three-quarter court pressure. It's beaten down the floor by Mechanicsburg, which hoists up another quick three. Casey Schiffer missed off the flange. Long rebound, though, Mechanicsburg. Right back to Casey with the elbow in the right. Back to the basket. Picked up on the play by Delbello. Shot fake. Enters the lane. Oh, it's blocked. Taken away nicely by Country Day. Outlet pass down the floor to Cam Jordan. Fires to a teammate who's circling in from the right wing. Running shot off the board. No. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Game tied at three. A lot of contact at midcourt. Casey Schiffer brings it down. Gives it up to Grace Forrest. Forrest on the arc. Gets a screen. One-handed pass. Cross court to Morgan Hamby. 8-foot bank shot. Good. And a foul.
That was a great look that time by Lainey Wilhelm. She caught her from a dude diagonal down to the block for an easy basket.
What a feed by Wilhelm. Hamby at the free throw line for Mechanicsburg. 5-3 in favor of the visitors on the scoreboard. 5:10 to go first quarter. Shot by Hamby. Dead center. 6-3 Mechanicsburg, which has reeled off six in a row. Country Day in the home white. Dark blue and light blue stripes up the sides of the shorts. Oh, here's a back cut. Open player, Cam Jordan. Beautiful feed on the play by Cox. Hitting Jordan on the dead run for the easy deuce.
They set that up perfectly.
Didn't they, though? They spread the floor, opened it up below the foul line, and Jordan got the easy bucket. Nicely run by Coach Snell and Country Day. 6-5, Mechanicsburg up one. Here's the ball flipped into the post area to Danny Schiffer. Schiffer fumbles, picked up baseline right by Hamby. She maneuvers, tries to bank it, rimmed it out. The smaller Mechanicsburg team gets the rebound. Thrown to Hamby again, and she coughed up the basketball. Mechanicsburg fans thought there might have been a foul. Could have been. No whistle. Country Day's got it in backcourt. Scattered floor. 4-on-3. Country Day settles for a long three-pointer. It is off the rim, no good by Marley Cox. Long rebound Mechanicsburg, which is up one. We played half the first quarter. Streaking 70 feet down the floor. On the dead run goes Grace Forrest. No good. Missed it badly. Not bailed out with a foul. Country Day gets the rebound, and the player is tripped in backcourt. Delbello goes down. Each team, Chuck, haste makes waste.
Yeah.
Layups at each end, but they were in traffic, and the shooting players moving much too fast.
Both teams want to run, run, run.
Right. 3:56 to go in the first quarter. 6-5 Mechanicsburg. 30 feet away at Del Bello. Picked up by Forrest. Boy, that's a good duel. We'll keep our eye on that one all morning. Here's Sarah Zimmerman, head of the key, ball high overhead. Almost walked. Gave it up to Jordan. Jordan tries to zero in from deep. No good off the flange. Rebound down to Mechanicsburg. Darting up the floor goes Forrest. Pulls up top of the circle. Shot might have been deflected from the back. Loose ball rebound beneath the rim. Danny Schipfer flips it back onto the court of play, but Country A comes up with it. Quickly up the floor, Del Bello, who's bumped 35 feet from the basket right in front of the Mechanicsburg bench. Fouls mounting on Mechanicsburg. That's team foul number 5. Yeah. And 2, as Chuck noted a moment ago, on leading scorer for the year, Casey Schipfer. Oh, here's a ball thrown across court. Perfect. By Country Day on the inbounds from side court. 1-2 passes later. Layup is good by Daisy McLean. 6'2 sophomore in off the bench.
Yes, perfect. They went in and covered the Schipfer on the other side.
7-6 in favor of Country Day. Here's a long left-handed three-pointer straight on by Casey Schipfer. It's short. The rebound poked out of bounds by Country Day. 3 minutes and a second to go in the first quarter. 7-6 in favor of Country Day over Mechanicsburg. Ball inbounded to Hamby in the corner. Cross court to Grace Forrest. She gives it up, gets it back. She's being checked by Marley Cox out on the arc. Forrest on the bounce. Veers right. Looks inside for Hamby. Overplay on top by Country Day. No steal. Open shooter for Mechanicsburg is Danny Schipfer, who pumps it home. Nice. Three-pointer straight away. The overplay of a Country Day failed and left the shooter.
Made her pay.
Yep. And it's 8-7 Mechanicsburg. 2:27 left here in the opening quarter of play. Country Day to the post. Goes back door. And the ball is kicked out of bounds, I think, by Country Day. The officials confer after initially signaling Country Day ball, but it goes to the Mechanicsburg Indians. Ball inbounded in backcourt by the purple jerseys. 8 players to the rear side of the timeline. Ball fed up ahead to Forrest. Forrest gives it up in the left corner for Mechanicsburg to Casey Schipfer and out of Forrest. Being tracked down by Jordan. Right wing, three-point shooter, Lanny Wilhelm, missed everything. Wide left and long, rebound down to Country Day. 2 minutes left in the first. Quick pass up ahead to Del Bello. She fakes left, goes right, and draws a common foul from Mechanicsburg, the team's 6th already.
Tell you what, they get the rebound, you better be sprinting back because they're sprinting to the offensive end.
7-6 Country Day, 2 minutes even left to go, opening period. Substitution for Mechanicsburg. Morgan Hamby out. Emma Jones, 5'7", senior in.
That was her second foul also.
Ball lobbed into Country Day outside the lane in the left. Little push shot up and good by Alexa Bailey, a 6'1 junior. Nice inbound set by Country Day, which leads it 9-8. Mechanicsburg to midcourt. Dribbling through traffic is Forrest. Passes left side to Lanny Wilhelm. She hoists up a 3. It rattles around and comes off. Long rebound, though, to Mechanicsburg. Traced down by Forrest. Side court across the way. She splits a couple defenders, enters the lane, and lost the ball. Country Day's got it. Long throw to Jordan. Driving and scoring at the other end. 11-8 in favor of Country Day.
Jordan's got 6 points, all beating the defense back, shooting layups.
Yep, Country Day has gotten some chippies against Mechanicsburg. Here's Casey Schipfer. A little avenue available down the lane, blocked by the taller Country Day team. Mechanicsburg retrieves. It goes right back into the post to Casey Schipfer. She maneuvers and banks it down. Good play. 11-10, Country Day by 1. 55 seconds left, opening quarter. Head coach Snell up, shouting instructions for his Country Day troops. Between the circles, it's Sabrina Del Bello, who fakes right, goes left. Bounce pass left wing to Sarah Zimmerman. She enters the paint. Gives it to Cox, the three-point shooter. She lets it fly, a little heavy on the shot. It ricochets out of bounds in the corner.
They've got Forrest on Del Bello, and she's doing a pretty nice job. watch. He's becoming one of my favorite players. And I'll tell you what, the gum never stops during the game. She is chewing, chewing, chewing.
And Forrest is so graceful. Get the pun? Get the pun?
Yeah, I got it.
11-10, Country Day in front by a point. Far side of the floor, Mechanicsburg's Wilhelm has it jammed away from her and out of bounds. Good defense by Jordan of Country Day. 20.7 left, opening period. Ball inbounded by Emma Jones into the corner to Danny Shipfer. Foul line extended right to Grace Forrest. And she hits the cutter low on the left. Wilhelm blew the shot down low. Rebound Country Day.
Wow.
9 to play in the quarter. Up the floor toward Zimmerman, not looking. Picked off by Mechanicsburg. 3 seconds remaining. Forrest to midcourt, not aware of the clock. And the period ends. 11-10, Country Day over Mechanicsburg after one on scores.broadcast.com.
The Gem in Ritchie, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Ritchie, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Ritchie.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Ritchie Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we're back for the start of the second quarter here. Country Day leads Mechanicsburg 11-10 as we start the second period here at Troy High School on a Saturday morning.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Located at 2600 West Michigan Avenue, high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center has you covered for your adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, dining and living areas, too. We're priced to fit your budget. Goffney can also find you a perfect-fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. We start quarter number two. Country Day up a point with the ball. Outside the arc on the left on the dribble, it's Sabrina Del Bello, and she makes an errant pass. It's picked off by Casey Shipfer, and she blazes a trail down the floor into the paint area, invites contact, and it's a two-shot foul.
Did a nice job of avoiding picking up her third foul on a charge there. She got her body under control.
And I tell you what, Chuck, I like the approach of head coach Christy Dodane of Mechanicsburg, leaving Casey Shipfer, a senior, on the floor with two fouls in a big district championship game against a high-quality opponent like Country Day.
Well, twice I've seen her defensively in a position where she may have reached if she had zero or one fouls, and she pulled her hands back. So she's a senior, and she's a smart kid.
Mechanicsburg, not a real deep bench, so Christy knows a senior like Casey Shipfer's got to stay on the floor and produce. First free throw good, second one rattles in as well, and it's 12-11 Mechanicsburg. We played half minute here in the second quarter. Left-hand dribble over the timeline, Zimmerman for Country Day. Down in the corner to Cox, finds a wide-open player low on the right, McLean. Oh, she missed a chippy. Rebound stick back, Bailey. She missed a chippy, and Mechanicsburg's got the board eventually. It's Casey Shipfer. She's roaming up the floor, glides into the top of the key, zips a pass outside the arc on the left to Lanny Wilhelm. She zeroes in, no, off the flange. Loose ball rebound, Shipfer in traffic. The shot deflected out of bounds by Country Day, which is altered or deflected or flat out blocked at least a half a dozen attempts by Mechanicsburg this morning.
Well, Daisy McLean's a 6'2 sophomore, and I'll tell you what, she's doing a nice job coming off the bench.
12-11, Mechanicsburg up one. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Ball thrown to Casey Shipfer in the post. She's open. Spin move. Good. Five-footer, Casey Shipfer.
Great look by Forrest that time. Caught her right, rolling right down the lane.
14-11, Mechanicsburg. Six straight points by the visiting team on the scoreboard from Champaign County. Here's the ball thrown into the post to Zimmerman for Country Day. Down low on the left to Rowan Castrucci, a 6-foot junior in off the bench. She mishandles, and the ball bounces over the end line.
It was going to be their ball, but she tried to save it. Hard to blame a kid for making that effort.
6:39 left here in quarter number two. Mechanicsburg has shut out Country Day now for about 3 to 3.5 minutes, overlapping two quarters. Far left side of the floor, it's Wilhelm with the ball. Goes foul line to Casey Schiffer. Her pass down low, batted and stolen. Good play by Del Bello. Country Day feeds it up ahead. 20 feet out, it's Zimmerman. Zimmerman's got a little crease into the lane. Sloppy shot, missed it badly. Long rebound, though, knocked out to Cox. Country Day retains the basketball. Here's Del Bello to Jordan. Right side of the floor, Zimmerman. She's got an opening. Little left-handed runner. It kisses in off the back rim. Count it, plus one. As she was shouldered as she released the ball. It's a two-pointer plus a free throw. Nicely done by Sarah Zimmerman. 12 points a game, 5-10 soft. 14-13, Mechanicsburg up a point. Country Day shooting for the tie. Swish on the free throw, 14 each.
The impressive part of that was she put the ball in her left hand and took it to the basket.
Indeed. Well done by Zimmerman. Here's the ball thrown to Wilhelm, right wing for Mechanicsburg. Looks for Casey Schiffer at the post. Gives it to her. Oh, a second feed down low to Danny. Layup, yes. Casey to Danny Schiffer.
Schiffer to Schiffer.
16-14, Mechanicsburg up two. 5:38 to go, first half. Midcourt with the ball. Del Bello for Country Day. She's 45 feet away. A step from midcourt, hands off to Sarah Zimmerman. She motions, going back door is Cox. Nothing available. 25 feet out, Del Bello fakes right, goes left, uses a screen, down the left side of the lane, and banks it in on the go. Excellent play by Del Bello of Country Day. 16 all tie.
Jones got there just a little bit late to help.
5:08 to go, second quarter. On top with the ball for Mechanicsburg. It is Wilhelm. Giving it up to Grace Forrest. Grace hasn't been heard from for a while, Chuck.
Not since that first three that she made.
Far left flank, Wilhelm. Now Forrest, picked up by Jordan. Back to Wilhelm. Mechanicsburg tries to overload that size of the floor, or that side of the floor, I should say. Forrest left open for a split second. She triggered a three. It caromed off the rim and was punched out of bounds by Mechanicsburg.
That was probably about 6 feet behind the three-point line.
A little out of Grace's range. Didn't quite get it there. And Mechanicsburg couldn't reel in the board, so Country Day brings it down with the score tied at 16 with 4:44 to go in the first half. Midcourt, Del Bello, picked up by Forrest. On the bounce down the right side. Throws into the post to Jordan. Jordan pitches up a six-footer. Way overshot it. Weak side rebound, Mechanicsburg. And a foul in backcourt. Little Taylor Roush, 5'2 freshman, in off the bench. She's a spark plug for Mechanicsburg. She was wrapped up 60 feet from the basket as Country Day wrestled her for the ball. Common personal. Here comes Mechanicsburg. Game tied at 16. 4:20 to go. Second quarter. Grace Forrest outside the arc on the left to Lanny Wilhelm. To Grace straight away. Oh, hits a backdoor cutter. Casey Schiffer, layup good.
You saw the little nod that time, and she took her backdoor, and Forrest hit her perfectly for the lay.
18-16, Mechanicsburg up two. Del Bello, four-court left. Picked up by Forrest. Ball lobbed into the post to Jordan. Backs a couple players down and hits a left-handed shot high off the window. Beautifully done by Jordan of Country Day. Cam Jordan a fine, 5'8 junior, 16 a game. Game tied up again, 18 all. Here's a dribble by Forrest into traffic, elbow left, stutter step, and a walk.
Yep.
3 minutes and 38 seconds left to go here in the first half of this game. Ball will be inbounded across the way by Country Day. Sarah Zimmerman into Jordan, and Jordan will bring it up by herself against Wilhelm. Here comes the double team from Roush. They try to pinch her. Try to trap her just over the timeline. Here's a long wobbly throw across court to Cox, who hits the backdoor cutter. It's Jordan. She's got two more. Each team, Chuck, with a nod of the head, is beating the other with backdoor plays.
I'm not sure at this point in the game how you're losing Jordan.
Me neither. 20-18, Country Day up two. Casey Schiffer dribbles down the left side of the floor, goes baseline, all the way to the cup, arches one up over the taller Country Day players, missed it, tie up on the rebound, out of bounds to Mechanicsburg, which benefits from the arrow. Two-point lead Country Day, 3 minutes, 2 seconds remaining here in the first half. Danny Schiffer, the playmaker, no, Lanny Wilhelm throws in to Roush on the arc. Cross court to Wilhelm, overplay by Jordan, who got a fingertip on it. Mechanicsburg recovers the loose ball. 2:49 to go, second quarter. Roush, right wing, fakes left, goes right, pulls up. Bounce pass, low in the right to Schiffer, in among the trees. Tries to get it back on the arc to Roush. It's a pass that goes astray, out of bounds. Country Day up two, 20-18. Now trying to flex its muscle, an inch ahead by four or five on this possession. 30 feet out, Zimmerman. Ball dealt to Alexa Bailey. Handoff right back to Zimmerman. Enters the lane. Behind her to Marley Cox. Cox gives it up. Tries to get it back on the backdoor play. The pass is low for her. She can't corral it. Out of bounds to Mechanicsburg.
It was a heck of an effort, but the pass was just a little low for her to get her hands on.
Each team trying its best to put on a clinic with one backdoor action after another.
Okay.
Each team has gotten layups in the half court, Chuck. A little too much overplay out high, and that has freed up players. Each defense has been vulnerable to the backdoor play so far. And nearly up and down action in the lane by Casey Schiffer. She shot it, missed it, got the long rebound, stroked away by Jordan. Jordan against Casey Schiffer, who can't dare foul.
Wow.
Layup by Jordan is good. Cam Jordan busted that play up in Mechanicsburg's offensive end and took it the last 50 feet for two, and Country Day has edged out on top now by four.
Jordan is quick on quick.
Lanny Wilhelm's got it 30 feet out, unguarded, and she jettisons up a three ball. Rim, backboard, no. Weak side rebound, Zimmerman for Country Day. Up to Jordan. And she lost the ball, left it behind her 10 feet, goes and gets it. Now to Cox. Country Day up four, a minute 12 left, second quarter. Long three-pointer left side by Rowan Castrucci, airballs it. Rebound down to Mechanicsburg. Mechanicsburg Indians on the rump, up the floor. Shot fake, Grace Forrest, powers to the rim. No, a little bit too heavy on it. Tie up on the rebound, give it to Country Day as Mechanicsburg has hit a cold snap.
Yeah, they're kind of lucky it's only four right now.
And let's see, the referees confer. Do they give it to Mechanicsburg, or is it Country Day possession?
Well, it's a held ball, so whichever way the arrow's pointing.
Timeout called, a minute, a second to go, second quarter. Country Day up four, 22-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our fine underwriting sponsors, including Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker, the number one most valued insurance agency in the Upper Miami Valley. For many years, Barker has earned a great reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. Phone 937-492-1857.
I think they got that right. She got the ball in the forecourt and then dribbled back around to get out of the trap and went back around the backcourt.
And Chuck, after the timeout, a couple miscues each way. Country Day winds up with the ball. Another error. Sloppy pass into backcourt. Intercepted by Mechanicsburg. Bowling down the floor. Forrest pulls up outside the lane to the right and missed one she will almost always make. A good look from 8 feet. A little strong off the backboard. Here comes Country Day. A quick three in the half court. It is no good. Missed by Del Bello. Long rebound Zimmerman. Right back to Del Bello, who puts it on the deck, wants to drive. Leaves it to Cox. Cox cuts into the paint area. Roush pried the ball loose for Mechanicsburg. It's rolled to midcourt. Roush and Jordan go after it. It's ruled a jump. No, a foul, I think, on Country Day.
It should have been a foul.
22 seconds remaining in the first half. Mechanicsburg has not scored in close to 3.5 minutes.
Jordan went to tie it up, but you can't tie it up by laying down on the girl that's got the basketball.
Right.
That was her second foul.
Good call by the referee. Four-point lead, Country Day, 22-18, 13, 12, 11. 10 seconds left in the half. Here's a left-handed three-pointer straight away. Missed by Casey Jepfer. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Right back to Casey in the lane. Knocked away by Zimmerman. 2 seconds left. Here's a midcourt three by Country Day. It is no good. Yep, Mechanicsburg Indians fans not happy. Thought another foul or two should have been called on Country Day. Simply put, Chuck, Country Day's height has been a menace is the word I'm trying to say. It's messed up a lot of Mechanicsburg shots, and it appears to me there are deflections that are clean by Country Day. Mechanicsburg is just outsized, and they're going to have to do a shot fake, a head fake, and maybe get the defender off the feet, go up and under. A little different strategy, or get up into the body of the Country Day defenders and clearly draw those fouls, which aren't being called because they don't exist.
Well, and at the other end, they're giving up too many offensive rebounds because they're allowing the bigger girls to get right up on them instead of bodying them back before they can get into the lane, because they can rebound right over top of them from behind.
Yep, for sure. Well, Mechanicsburg had a couple of two-point leads in that second quarter, but went 3.5 minutes at the end of the first half without a point. Thus, Country Day is in front 22-18 over Mechanicsburg after the first 16 minutes of action here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on Scores, including a new one, Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, which specializes in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing & Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information to start designing your dream home, simply call Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna at 937-394-7144. 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing Builders. At stake in this game here today is a berth in a regional semifinal next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. That would be the second offering of two at Vandalia next Tuesday, or next Thursday, I should say. The first regional semifinal on Thursday would pit the winner of our third game today, Fort Loramie or Franklin Monroe, against a Columbus area Central District number 2 winner. The favorite is Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. The winner of this game, taking place right now between Country Day and Mechanicsburg, takes on the winner of the second game here at Troy today, which we will not cover, between Tri-Village and Legacy Christian. That would be the second game, the nightcap of two, next Thursday. The Fort Loramie Franklin Monroe winner would play the Columbus representative in game one at 6:15. About 7 minutes left here in our halftime break with Country Day leading Mechanicsburg 22-18. Our halftime report, as always, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Rebounding is even, 13-13. Mechanicsburg actually holds a 7-5 offensive rebound advantage. The Country Day Indians have turned it over 8 times. The Mechanicsburg Indians have turned it over 10 times. 3 of 3 from the free throw line from Mechanicsburg. Country Day only went there once, made it. Individual scoring for Country Day, they were led by Cameron Jordan, a terrific junior. She had 12. Then they got 3 from DeBello. They got 3 from Sarah Zimmerman. They got 2 from Alexa Bailey and 2 from Daisy McLean. They scored 11 each quarter, and they have 22 at the half. Mechanicsburg led by Casey Schiffer. She did a nice job of keeping herself at 2 fouls in that first half. She had 8. They got 4 from Danny Schiffer, a 3 from Forrest, and a 3-point play by Morgan Hamby. They scored 10 and 8, and they trail at 22-18 at the half.
Chuck, offline a few minutes ago, we were discussing the fact that Cam Jordan for Country Day, the difference. Difference maker, a fine speed. Well, she's really quick.
She got quick hands. She has quick feet. And, boy, if they get the rebound, you better be getting back because she's going down the floor looking for the basket. And, she was the difference. I mean, they only got a 4-point lead. So Mechanicsburg is right in the basketball game. But they need to do something and kind of control Jordan a little bit in the second half.
I'm a little surprised both teams offensively have been able to spring that backdoor activity, get players open for layups. The passes are there. Each team is overplaying a little bit too much, a little bit too aggressive at the defensive end.
Well, and that comes from playing lesser competition during the couple of games in the tournament. You can get away with it. And they're overplaying on top too much.
Right.
And against a good team, they're going to get you. And both teams have had backdoors for baskets.
Yep, well noted. About 4.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, 4-point lead, Country Day over Mechanicsburg, 22-18. Our halftime presentation brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. thanks so much to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved there from L.A., California in 1982. LaCal supports scholarship programs, and here on scoresbroadcast.com, it recognizes student-athletes for their success in the classroom and on the court. We highlight seniors, which are recognized by LaCal Equipment. We do it every game, one after another, here on scoresbroadcast.com, recognizing our founding sponsor, LACAL, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. And as you look at that roster for Mechanicsburg, only three seniors, Emma Wilson, Morgan Hamby, Casey Schipfer, three very good ones. And I'm not sure, Chuck, if Country Day has a senior, let's see, one young lady who is out not playing today is a senior. That's Lawson Rennie. And a couple other performers, Reisenfeld and Mormon, who are not playing. I'm not sure if they are seniors or not. Nonetheless, LaCal Equipment highlights seniors who are present here today. Thank you, LaCal, in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Only two seniors on the Country Day roster. Lily Reisenfeld is one, Lawson Rennie the other, and as I previously noted, three for Mechanicsburg. They are Casey Schipfer, Morgan Hamby, and Emma Wilson. Mechanicsburg down four, starts the third quarter with possession, but makes a poor pass to the post. Good overplay. Ball is struck away by Country Day, which comes up with the loose leather. Quickly down the floor. Country Day Indians into the lane. Then onto the arc for the three-point shooter. Del Bello missed it way shy. We've got a shove against Mechanicsburg on the rebound. It's on Lani Wilhelm.
Yeah, she put an elbow right into Jordan's stomach.
Jordan inbounding baseline right. Just a couple steps outside of the lane. Throws it on the arc to Zimmerman. Four-point lead Country Day. 35 seconds played, third quarter. Open shooter is Zimmerman. Lost one up behind the arc. Much too long. Airballed it, and it goes out of bounds on one hop.
Not sure what the fans were angry about on that one.
Tell you what, Chuck, Country Day's got at least four 30% three-point shooters, according to the stats.
Yep.
They're not on today.
They haven't made any, and they haven't been close on a bunch.
No. Foul line, back to the basket. Ball handled by Jones of Mechanicsburg. On the arc to Forrest. Loops it back to teammate Danny Schipfer. Way over her head. It goes out of bounds. Schipfer couldn't reel it in.
They need to really get themselves together now. They've lost focus.
Too much sauce on that pass. And Mechanicsburg now has gone 5 minutes without a point, overlapping two quarters. Four-point lead Country Day. Four-court right, Del Bello. Picked up by Forrest. Five-second count is on. Defense by Forrest triggers it. Turnover. Mechanicsburg crowd finally with something to cheer positively about. 6:50 left to go, third quarter. Forrest against Jordan in backcourt. Grace drives her into the lane, running one-hander. Oh, missed the chippy. Sit back, good. Rebound, Casey Schipfer of Mechanicsburg. 22-20, Country Day up two. Four-court right, it's Cox. Cox, 30 feet out, circling. Lobs down in the corner, picked off, intercepted. Here's Casey Schipfer darting up the hardwood. Foul line into the lane. Muscles with the left hand. Overshoots it big time. Rebound down. Weak side. Del Bello. Country Day. She's flattened to the floor. And that's a foul.
Now she did a nice job of boxing out that time. And Mechanicsburg tried to get to the ball anyway.
Chuck, that was clearly a case where Mechanicsburg, if they get the ball to the block, you need a head fake. You need to make that defender at least inch off the ground a little bit. Then you've got a decent chance to get the two-shot foul.
Yep, absolutely. They're not doing that really very well right now.
Nope. 6 minutes left, third quarter, 22-20, Country Day. Here's a baseline drive by Del Bello. She's doubled. Throws into the lane to a teammate. Little soft eight-footer by McLean. Yes, McLean hits it. Ball landed on what might have been a wad of chewing gum on the flange. It stuck there, it seemed like. Fell through. Here's a three-pointer outside the arc on the left by Casey Shipp for way short for Mechanicsburg. Loose ball rebound, not garnered by Mechanicsburg. It's over the end line.
DeBello, a big scorer for them, only has three, but I tell you what, she's doing all the other little things. You know, that's what a good basketball player does. If you're not having a great offensive day, you find other things to do, and she's doing it.
Every time she touches it, Chuck, it seems like two purple jerseys run right at her. Four-point lead Country Day. Chuck, I think I'm correct in saying the biggest lead in this game has been 4 points. Here's Country Day outside the arc, circling is Del Bello, being traced by two players. And out of sorts is Country Day, which throws it away. Intercepted by Grace Forrest. Down the floor to Roush, shot fake in the corner. Wants to drive in among the trees. Throws into the lane to Casey Schipfer, and she blew the seven-footer right in front. Rebound Country Day. Too many short shots not made by Mechanicsburg. Country Day on the loose. Zimmerman down the floor. Powers to the rim on the break. Up and good off the backboard. Other way quickly. It's Mechanicsburg for a quick two. Casey Schipfer storms in from the left wing, and she banks it home.
She's having a good offensive game. She needs to get some help now.
Briefly, Country Day had gone up 26-20 with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Now it's 26-22. Mechanicsburg turns up the heat at midcourt and causes a travel from Country Day.
Not sure why she stopped where she did. Got herself in trouble. They tried to get the timeout, but no official saw the coach trying to call it.
4:47 to go here in the third quarter. Mechanicsburg crowd getting rowdy. We're on the Mechanicsburg side. Very good throng of folks here from Champaign County. Here is Mechanicsburg running offense, slicing into the lane. Danny Schipfer, good cut. She collects the pass. She's hacked on the arm as she shoots.
She's a freshman, and I'll tell you what, against Botkins, didn't really notice her much. She's having a pretty nice game.
5'9" freshman Danny Schipfer, just 3 points a game, but she's been active here today. Free throw, a little too much oomph on it. It hit the heel. 26-22, Country Day up four. 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. Second shot, swish. 26-23, Country Day's lead is three. Ball lobbed up the floor to Zimmerman, being trailed from behind by a couple purple jerseys. Throws late into the lane to Alexa Bailey. Then Bailey gives it up to Zimmerman. She powers into the paint, and the ball swatted loose. Good steal by Hamby of Mechanicsburg. Hamby outlet to Casey Schipfer against Jordan. Into the lane, it goes to Danny Schipfer. She squeezes between two players, one of whom fouls her.
Well, that pass got her in trouble. She was triple-teamed, and she got a break because she was not going to go anywhere with that basketball.
A little ragged right now for Country Day, which still leads, though, by three. 26-23, Mechanicsburg wants to make a move. 4:13 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Oh, we've got a great listenership audience here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
They're hearing a good one.
Yes, from West Central Ohio, specifically Champaign County, from Southwestern Ohio, specifically Hamilton County. Huge number of Mechanicsburg and Country Day fans listening in. We alerted the schools yesterday morning. We distributed business cards at 10 a.m. here this morning. Everybody texting back home, alerting folks again, tune in. And we've got a great crowd of listenership here on scoresbroadcast.com for bonus coverage of girls district championship division four play. Mechanicsburg 1-2-3 passes after the timeout. A little gimme five-footer blown. Casey Shipfer couldn't make it. Run out the other way. Country Day. Cam Jordan to the cup. Then she blew a layup at the other end. Foul over the back of Country Day as each team missed triples. Chippies down inside.
Well, the nerves need to be gone by now, but
you think so?
Third quarter. Time to start making shots that you've made all year.
Chuck, we played 4 minutes, 12 seconds here in the third quarter. How many points scored?
6-5, or 5-4.
Low scoring third quarter. Tension being felt. Nerves being displayed. Taylor Roush has the ball in the arc for Mechanicsburg. Thinks about sizing up a three-pointer. Doesn't let it go. Gives the teammate Grace Forrest. Ball thumped out of bounds by Jordan of Country Day.
Picked her dribble up and then had no place to go. She would have gotten the turnover, but nobody from Mechanicsburg was moving to help her.
How many points for Forrest of Mechanicsburg, Chuck?
She's got that three that started the game for her.
That's it. Only three for Grace, and she's averaging 13 a game. Again, Jordan gets her hand in there. Boy, she's sticky defensively. She taps it out of bounds across the way. Mechanicsburg will inbound once more. 26-23, Country Day leads. 3:20 left here in the third quarter, which has seen only 9 points deposited in the baskets so far. Outside the arc on the left, it's Danny Shipfer. Hand off to Lanny Wilhelm. Loops it to Forrest. Ball nearly clawed away by Jordan. Boy, she's a menace on defense against Mechanicsburg. Forrest wants to drive. She's doubled. Goes to Roush in the left corner for a triple. Way short. Rebound is pinballed around off Mechanicsburg.
Boy, Casey Shipfer just not getting any help offensively from anybody else but her sister, Danny.
Casey Shipfer and Grace Forrest, two leading scorers, over 30 points between them for Mechanicsburg, have been stifled. Here, though, Mechanicsburg defense thwarts Country Day in backcourt and causes yet another turnover.
I'm not sure what she got the ball and just started walking with it.
My goodness. Play here in the third quarter sloppier than at the start of the game. And as we moved toward the fourth with 2:52 left in the third, each team tight. Ball thrown to the post by Mechanicsburg. Down low, the inside shooter. Oh, a layup by Morgan Hamby, blown. Excellent feed on the arc by Roush. Down inside to Hamby. She had a two-footer go off. And here is Country Day going the other way. Cross-court pass, layup made, but a walk. Steps against the post player, McLean. She was fed a ball chest high, but stumbled a little bit.
She didn't get a good grip on it and took a couple of steps with it before she could get it up on the rim.
Another floor error, Country Day. They continue to mount. Miscues each team. Top of the circle, Forrest has the ball. She's given room. Hands to a teammate who tries the three. Way off to the right, Danny Shipfer. Rebound kicked out in the corner of a Country Day.
Well, let's just say Cam Jordan has taken Forrest out of the game offensively. She has not been able to get a look.
No question about it. 2:11 left to go, third quarter, 26-23. Country Day up three. We've hit a snag in terms of scoring in this game. Here's Roush on the arc. Fakes left, goes right. Whistled for a travel. I didn't detect that one. Just over two to play in the third. 26-23, Country Day in the lead by three. The Country Day with 5 minutes left was up six briefly, 26-20. Here is Jordan with the ball for Country Day. Splits a couple defenders. An amazing drive all the way to the basket, up and in. What a play by Cam Jordan. Oh, dipsy do, shovel it from her knees, banked it home, was wrapped up on the arm as she laid it in there to give Country Day a 5-point cushion. 2:04 left in the third. Timeout Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Well, before the timeout, Cam Jordan for Country Day was a blur. Boy, she went really quick down the right side of the lane, bolted to the basket, shoveled one in on the dead run through traffic, was fouled. She's at the stripe. 28-23 Country Day, and the free throw hits the front rim and crawls over. 6-point lead retained again by Country Day. Second time in this contest, Country Day's been up a half dozen. Tell you what, Chuck, the height of Country Day in the heads of the Mechanicsburg players. When shots aren't deflected, they are being altered. Mechanicsburg has missed, what, 7-8?
Two-footers.
Two-footers.
I'm going to tell you two-footers. Yeah. If they would have made half those, they'd have the lead.
Yeah, Morgan Hamby just took it into the post for Mechanicsburg. Hooked one up while a Country Day player was draped on her backside. Missed it, but she's at the stripe for two free throws. The first is good. The second one hops all around the rim, hits about every centimeter of the iron, and falls in there. 29-25, two foul shots by Hamby. 4-point lead, Country Day. Jordan, crossover dribble, gives to Zimmerman. She darts down the lane and is hacked at the rim while shooting. Couple of free throws for 5'10 sophomore Sarah Zimmerman with a minute 41 to go in the third quarter. And Country Day up 4, 29-25.
They're 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Sarah made the only one she attempted.
What's Mechanicsburg at the stripe?
They are 6 for 7.
Free throw by Zimmerman. A lot of rim off the backboard and in. 30-25, Country Day up 5. Mechanicsburg has got to convert when they get the ball down deep below the foul line. They have not done it often in this game. Second free throw by Zimmerman. Swish. 31-25, Country Day up a half dozen. Forrest has got to get on track. She must shake Jordan. Into the right corner, Roush. Oh, she's in a bad spot. Double team. Lobs out high to Forrest. Outside the arc on the left is Schipfer. Schipfer triggers a three ball off to the right. You could tell it was crooked when it left her hands. Rebound down to Country Day. Jordan zips down the floor. Good hustle play by Danny Schipfer, who fought that ball off the hand of Jordan out of bounds. Last touch by Mechanicsburg. Good hustle action by Schipfer. 6-point lead Country Day, which throws right into the lane. Little four-footer McLean, no good. But the tall inside player at 6'2 for Country Day got a defender from Mechanicsburg on her shoulder. She shot it, missed it, was fouled. A couple of free throws here for McLean. She can up the lead to 8. Foul shot, no, off the flange. 31-25, Country Day in the lead of 6. A minute 15 to go, third quarter. Second shot, McLean. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Much too hard. Hit the glass first. Rebound pinballed around. Jordan comes away with it for Country Day. She falls to the floor. A tie-up results. Country Day keeps it. Big possession here defensively for Mechanicsburg.
Well, I'm just going to say that Jordan got knocked to the ground on that rebound. They didn't call it. They called it a held ball.
Jordan, the playmaker, outside the lane. to the near side of the basket, lobs it on the arc to Del Bello. Open avenue into the lane. Little teardrop right in front. Got it. Well done by Del Bello. The lead is swollen to 8. 33-25 Country Day. Mechanicsburg showing a sense of urgency now. Deep three, left corner, bullseye. That was big. Grace Forrest was available. She managed to run away from Jordan and knocked it down. Here is Zimmerman hurrying down the floor for Country Day. She passed it off, got it back. She burrowed into the lane. Oh, boy, bodies went flying. Foul, Mechanicsburg, I think, in the act of shooting.
I don't agree with that one, but they don't care.
Referees bailed her out. She was out of control. Could easily have been called a turnover. Free throw, yes, by Zimmerman. 34-28 in favor of Country Day with 43.7 left here in the third quarter. Biggest lead for Country Day a moment ago, 8 points. Zimmerman, Cans, each foul shot. 35-28, Country Day up 7. 43 seconds left here in the third quarter. Over the timeline, Danny Schipfer to Forrest. Down inside to Roush. Look at that reverse layup try against Height. No good. Short. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Uh-oh. Double dribble below the backboard in traffic. Out of bounds to Country Day.
I am not positive you want your 5'2 freshman trying to shoot reverse layups against 6'3 girls.
That's a mission impossible. Here comes Country Day ahead by 7. Blitzing down the right side of the floor comes Zimmerman over the timeline. Choked off by Mechanicsburg player who was not set. And it's a defensive foul putting Country Day in the bonus.
This young lady has knocked down 5 in a row.
Oh, she's got a very good stroke. Around the rim, she'll shoot it either way, left or right. Right foot just ahead of the left at the free throw line. That one is way off.
Not even close.
No, way off to the right. Rebound down to Mechanicsburg. Fumbled away. Reach in foul. Country Day. Bronx cheers from the Mechanicsburg crowd with 23.9 to go in the third quarter. And Country Day up 7, 35-28. Biggest lead was 8 points at 33-25 with about a minute 10 to go in this period. Here's Roush over the timeline for Mechanicsburg, which needs a goal to close out the third. Ball lobbed down inside. Positioning is Schipfer. Casey goes up and under. Tried that strategy to draw the two-shot foul, and it worked. 12.8 to go in the third quarter. Foul on Cox of Country Day. Casey Schipfer at the stripe. The southpaw for Mechanicsburg aims and gets it to go in. Front rim action. It rolled to the back and fell in there. 35-29, Country Day. 35-30, Country Day. Inbounded to Jordan. Mechanicsburg's got to stay with her. 8 seconds to go. Midcourt Zimmerman unguarded into the lane. Right corner Cox on the arc. Back to Zimmerman. Three try. 25-footer. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Country Day as the third quarter concludes. Country Day 35. Mechanicsburg 30. We've got a good one in the first Girls D4 District Championship game of the day here at Troy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
We are a moment away from starting the fourth and final quarter. Country Day 35, Mechanicsburg 30. Our halftime score was 22-18. Country Day was up 4. So in that third quarter, Notre Dame outscored Mechanicsburg by a scant point, 13-12.
Well, they pushed it up to 8 at one point, and Mechanicsburg did a good job of getting back in touch, because if this thing gets to 10 points in the fourth quarter, it's probably all over.
Right. Well, over the next couple of minutes, we'll tell you all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy, brand new in Fort Loramie, owned and operated by physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Here's an out-of-bounds play run by Mechanicsburg to start the third, to start the fourth quarter, I should say. It's aborted by Country Day, which knocks it free, and then Mechanicsburg touches it last. It goes out-of-bounds, far side of the court, right in front of the Country Day crowd. 7 minutes, 44 seconds to go in the fourth. Country Day having difficulty getting it in. It's flipped up the floor to Cox. Cox splits a couple defenders, slapping foul against Mechanicsburg, and I think it's on Casey Shipford, number three. It's amazing how Casey, Chuck, has played, what, 2.5 quarters with 2 fouls, and those 2 fouls stuck right there. She never picked up a third until then. Inbound of a Country Day. Oh, there's the fleet of foot, Cam Jordan, knifing her way into the lane, loops it up on the run, good on the shot, and Country Day's ahead by 7.
Why wasn't that a 1-on-1 foul?
Little.
I guess they just called a foul. They must have just called it out of bounds.
You're right, Chuck. It should have been a 1-on-1 for Country
Day.
So
they didn't call it.
Country Day got the 2-pointer. Apparently there was no foul. We were misled. 7:25 to go in the game. Country Day up 7. Here's an over-guarding personal by Country Day, 30 feet from the rim, and it's the 7th team foul.
Yep.
Country Day Indians with 7. Mechanicsburg Indians with 7. Big 1-on-1 situation, Mechanicsburg. It's flipped up there by Grace Forrest. It rolls off. Rebound right back to Grace. Long 2-pointer. Bingo! She's got it. Couple of goals from outside by Forrest in the last 2 minutes. 37-32. 5-point lead for Country Day. Here's Zimmerman. She goes dancing through the lane. Draws a crowd. She spun around a little bit. Bumped off her spot, and it's a foul on Mechanicsburg.
Well, I tell you what, at 5'10", that young lady handles the basketball really well.
It sure does.
I need to talk to her. She needs to put a little weight on. I think I can teach her how to do it.
Sarah Zimmerman, what, just a junior, Chuck?
She is a sophomore.
Sophomore. 2 more years after this one for Sarah. 1-and-1 situation. Swish on the free throw. 38-32. The lead 6 for Country Day, which continues to shoot fouls well. They're getting the right folks to the line. Second shot here by Zimmerman, way short. Rebound to Roush for Mechanicsburg, who alertly stepped in front of Zimmerman. Quickly down the floor, Casey Shipfer, unaware of a defender coming up from behind, who punches it out. Country Day's got it. And then Mechanicsburg hooks a Country Day player. It's a foul. Another 1-and-1 as the personals continue to sky on Mechanicsburg. And that is foul number 5 on Morgan Hamby. She's gone for Mechanicsburg, which takes a timeout. 7:01 to go in the game. 6-point lead, Country Day, on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
A terrific game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bonus coverage, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from Troy here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. 38-32, Country Day up 6, and I think Country Day's at the free throw line, right, Chuck?
Yeah, Zimmerman's going back there. She's made a living at the free throw line, going back for the 1-and-1.
Yep, sure has. A moment ago, we shared with you information about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. owner, Jim Spitzer, fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment program and maintains great progress with you by creating a specialized home plan. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491. That's 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Zimmerman has just connected on two free throws. The lead is swollen to 8. Here is Mechanicsburg getting it down inside. First shot by Casey Schiffer, point blank range. No good. Might have been altered. Stick back is good. Here's a long pass, Country Day, intercepted by Danny Schiffer. On the arc to Casey, baseline left. Mechanicsburg down 6, 40-34. Cross-court pass through the hands of Grace Forrest, picked off on the play by Jordan. The other way, all the way to the rack, up and in. Cam Jordan for a deuce.
They were even, and you knew who was going to win that race to the basket.
Here's a long three-pointer, Forrest. Mechanicsburg caught the iron and caromed out of bounds in the corner. Quick trigger. Mechanicsburg more or less like a turnover.
Well, I mean, I don't mind if Forrest gets a look like that because he hadn't had very many. I don't mind her shooting that, even that early in the clock.
Big sequence right there. Cam Jordan gets a loose ball steal, takes it the other direction, driving layup as she flashed her speed. And then Forrest misfiring for Mechanicsburg. And now here's Zimmerman ripping her way right down the lane for Country Day to go up by 10. Lays it up on the rim. It comes off. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Zimmerman with a steal from behind. Tug of war for the ball. Let's see who gets it. Country Day keeps it with 5:51 to go in the fourth. Ahead by 8. Mechanicsburg simply cannot get it down below 5, Chubb.
And if this goes double figures, it's going to be a real tough, even at 6 minutes to go.
Ball inbounded by Sarah Zimmerman into backcourt. She gives it to Sabrina DelBello. DelBello, a 5'9 junior, dribbling. Both teams in the 1-1. Mechanicsburg's committed 9. Country Day, in fact, is in the bonus. Here's a sloppy pass deflected in the corner of the floor. Who got a piece of it last? Off of Mechanicsburg. 5:31 left, fourth quarter, 42-34. Country Day in the lead by 8. Ball inbounded to Alexa Bailey in the corner. Oh, a good theft. Taken away by Mechanicsburg. Nice steal by Casey Schiffer. Gives it up down the floor to a cutter. Then gets it back. Casey with the layup for 2.
That was a nice look. I think it was Forrest.
That play went Casey Schiffer to Forrest, back to Casey. Big two-pointer. 42-36, Mechanicsburg tries to set up the press. Knocks it out of bounds once. 5:16 to go in the fourth quarter. These two teams do a nice job penetrating below the foul line. Each team cuts and passes remarkably well. Outside shooting, not so much here in this game. It hasn't been good. Here is Cox up the floor. 2-on-2. Oh, Roush got a shoe on it. Kicked it. It rolled out of bounds. Oh, clearly touched last by Roush of Mechanicsburg. She booted the ball 30 feet down the floor, and it's not awarded to Country Day.
Nope, that was absolutely missed by 3 guys in striped shirts.
Wow. Boy, you won't see one blown that badly. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Mechanicsburg with the ball. Herky-jerky move by Forrest against Jordan. She slices into the paint area. Missed it, no good. Swatted out of bounds.
They need to take advantage of it now. They can get this thing back down to 4 points.
Once again, the height of Country Day giving Mechanicsburg fits on the inside. Ball being inbounded by Wilhelm. Fires into Roush. Guess who intercepted it? Jordan. On a breakout down the floor. Beats Roush to the rim. Layup. Oh, it rolls off, but a foul. 4:49 to go in the fourth quarter. 42-36. 6-point lead Country Day, which shoots more free throws.
I'll tell you what, that kid is just a defensive factor no matter who has the basketball.
Oh, yeah. Lightning quick.
She's like a Hoover vacuum sweeper out there on defense for Country Day. She sucks up all kinds of loose balls. 4:49 left, 6-point lead Country Day when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate seafood selection.
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Mechanicsburg trails Country Day by 6, 42-36. Country Day has been at the line often here in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Double bonus time for Cam Jordan, and she calmly pitches it in. 43-36, 7-point edge for Country Day.
That was her 20th point.
She's got 20 of the 43 posted by Country Day. Now 21 of the 44 as the lead expands back out to 8. 4:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Mechanicsburg. Dribble drive. Forrest took it in among the trees. It's blocked out of bounds easily by McLean at 6'2".
Yeah, take your choice. 6'2", 6'1". Who wants to block it?
Baseline left. Wilhelm inbounding for Mechanicsburg. Out back to Forrest, shot fake, tries to free up against Jordan Camp. Left side pass to Roush for a triple, off to the right. You can see it from here. Rebound Wilhelm on the arc to Forrest. She tries to pour in a three ball, missed it, little strong. Rebound Country Day. Country Day in business now. Up the right side of the floor they come. Whistle blows. What has been called?
Full timeout.
Yep, a full by head coach John Snell of Country Day, whose club leads by 8 with 4:25 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Later on this afternoon at 2:45, we present to you the webcast of the number one ranked Fort Loramie girls against Franklin Monroe in another D4 girls district championship game. Tip off at 3, webcast time 2:45. Then tonight, boys D4 action from Piqua. Tip off at 7, webcast time 6:40, Jackson Center against Troy Christian. Here we've got 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. Country Day inbounds, ahead by 8. Open player low on the right, Zimmerman. Doesn't shoot, walks out on the arc, and it looks like Country Day will milk clock. Ahead by 8, 44-36. Oh, Jordan's got a lane. Look at her go out of control, right down through the paint. Tried to make a miraculous Houdini shot, flipped it up in the air, and the ball simply soared out of bounds.
Well, they're not going to get a call on that. No. The coach is upset, but nobody's going to call that.
Nope, that's just a turnover. Here's a long three-pointer pumped up there by Casey Schiff for Mechanicsburg. It's no good. Mechanicsburg simply has not shot well enough in this game to be right in it real close at this point. Tie up in backcourt as Mechanicsburg dives on a loose ball. So does Country Day. Arrow favors Mechanicsburg. 3:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Mechanicsburg needs a hot streak. They've got to shoot it better. Mechanicsburg trails by 8. The size of this Country Day team has been intimidating. Here's Forrest, baseline left. She initiates the action. A lot of contact. Two ladies defender. Foul, though, Country Day.
He called it on Jordan. That's her fourth.
And Grace Forrest goes to the line for Mechanicsburg, which is behind by eight. Good play there by Forrest to draw the two-shot foul because she had a lot of size all over her. She was not going to make the shot. The free throw up and in. 44-37. Mechanicsburg behind by seven. Second free throw, Grace Forrest. One bounce on the way. Swish. 44-38. Country Day by six. Here is Country Day in backcourt with the basketball. Del Bello lobs to midcourt to Zimmerman. She runs right through the body of Roush. What's been called? Is it offensive or is it a defensive personal? Each player took a hand to the chops. It's called defensive on Mechanicsburg. And boy, the Mechanicsburg crowd to our right is giving the trio of referees fits.
Well, the initial contact was made by Zimmerman. She popped her right in the face. It was inadvertent. She was putting an arm up. She hit her first.
Here's the free throw by Zimmerman. One and one, or I should say double bonus, and she nails it. As Zimmerman caught the ball over the timeline, turned. I'm not sure if Roush gave her room to turn. I think probably so, but you're right. The first contact was suffered by Zimmerman.
College, they would have gone to the monitor, and that would have been a flagrant one. I promise you it would have been.
Yep, Zimmerman has just dropped in both foul shots, and this Country Day team has made a living at the stripe in the second half, specifically the fourth quarter, and is shooting free throws extremely well. Here's a long three-pointer by Mechanicsburg's Forrest, way off to the left. Hit the backboard, didn't hit the rim. The lead is eight for Country Day, which has the ball. Mechanicsburg double-teaming, triple-teaming Del Bello, going for the steal. Out of bounds to Country Day with 3:16 left in the fourth quarter. Free throw shooting Country Day, very, very good. Ball inbound of a Zimmerman, gets it back, dribbles into the corner of the floor. She is crowded and a foul called. Goes against Casey Schipfer, that's number four. Mechanicsburg head coach Christy Dudane wants a timeout. 3:14 left in the fourth. Mechanicsburg trails Country Day by eight. 46-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Chuck, offline, we were saying, simply put, that Mechanicsburg has not done enough to be in position right now to win this ballgame.
Well, they've turned it too many times. They've missed too many easy shots. Give Country Day credit. There's a lot of size out there, and your shots when you go up it's tough to shoot over hands like that, but you just got to be strong, and you try to teach kids to shoot like you're the only one on the floor, even if those arms are there. And,
yes.
And
yep.
Mechanicsburg has not done that very well in traffic this afternoon.
Nope, and Mechanicsburg has missed probably 10 5-6 footers, even shots closer than that. Others have been modified, hindered, altered. At the free throw line for Country Day is Sarah Zimmerman, and she notches another one. 14 of 20 for Country Day at the stripe, and the lead is 9, the biggest of this game, with 3:14 to go in the fourth quarter. That was around and out to the left. Rebound down to Casey Schipfer at Mechanicsburg. She storms up the floor. Goes to Forrest in the corner. Circles on top to Roush. Errant pass, side court. Oh, what a save attempt by Cam Jordan. And it's knocked out by Forrest. No, a foul against Grace. And again, Country Day shoots. Free throws 21 and 22 upcoming with 3:01 to go in the fourth quarter. And Country Day up 9. Country Day has not salted this game away yet, Chuck, but is in great position.
Yeah. I've seen stranger things happen, but I'm not sure that Mechanicsburg can score enough points in the last 3 minutes.
Mechanicsburg simply has not shot it well today, and not like we saw Mechanicsburg shoot at the Sydney High School D4 Girls Sectional Tournament. Free throw by Jordan up and in. Second one nestles down through the nylon as well. Sparkling free throw shooting by Country Day here today. And the lead has grown to 11. Here's Mechanicsburg Forest, 25 feet away on the left. Nice little bounce pass inside to Casey Shipp for a reach-around foul against Country Day, which the club didn't need. Stops the clock, 2:55 left. Foul shots, Casey Shipfer. Well, 1-1. That was only number 9 on Country Day. Free throw by Casey. Front rim, it crawls over and is in.
Casey needs this for 20 points for the game.
Nice game for Casey. Got a couple fouls early. Has performed very well. Second free throw, front rim, backboard for Plunk. It's in two. 49-40 in favor of Country Day. With 2:45 to go in the game. Here's quickly Country Day down the floor. Ball pass low on the right to Alexa Bailey. Missed the cripple. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Mechanicsburg with an opening. Casey Schiffer's not guarded. Jordan backs away. Driving layup, yes. 7-point game, 49-42. Zimmerman crisscrossing in backcourt. Eluding problems. Gives it up to Jordan. Back to Zimmerman for Country Day. 2:23 remaining. Deep in the right corner, Bailey. And we got a reach in by Mechanicsburg. Is it ruled a tie up, a timeout, or what?
Called a timeout.
Timeout on the floor. 2:20 remaining, fourth quarter. 49-42. Country Day over Mechanicsburg, which has reeled off 4 straight points.
Well, the Country Day coach, his anger is at the fact that he wants Zimmerman and Jordan to hang on to the basketball.
Right.
And they threw the ball down to someone who got him in trouble, and he had to call a quick timeout.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors, including a couple in Rushi, Superior Aluminum, and the Francis Schulze Company. Big supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude to Superior and Francis Schulze. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make this region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Well, guess what? After the timeout, Country Day threw it away right to Mechanicsburg, which enters the forecourt, and Country Day kicks it out of bounds.
I'll tell you what, Mechanicsburg will not quit. It looks like Country Day is getting a comfortable lead, and back come the Indians.
4 straight points by Mechanicsburg, which had been down by 11 with just under 3 to go in this game. Now it's 7. Mechanicsburg's got the ball. They need a big 3. Here's a long one from distance, but Casey Schiffer bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound Country Day, yanked off the glass by McLean, and somebody's climbing her back.
Well, the problem is you can't coach 6'2". If you don't have 6'2", you can't make a kid 6'2".
Right.
McLean has done a nice job, and she's not a real good offensive threat, but boy, does she rebound.
And she is 6'2". The quick Cam Jordan's 5'8". Alexa Bailey, 6'1". Zimmerman's 5'10". Plays taller than that. She's got lengthy arms. Double bonus, McLean, Country Day, and she buries the foul shot. 50-42, Country Day up 8. Mechanicsburg in a possession, a 3-point shot with 2:05 left in this game to cut it from 7 down to 4 and missed it. McLean is off to the left of the free throw. Oh, what a strong rebound by Zimmerman. Country Day still got it. Ball loop to DelBello. DelBello nearly bumped. Bad pass. Errant one. Picked off on the play by Forrest of Mechanicsburg. Down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup, Schiffer. Oh, it rimmed out. It circled the iron. No good. Rebound, Schiffer, who came over the back of a Country Day player. That turn of events, Chuck, might seal it for Mechanicsburg. A blown layup and then a foul over the shoulder, and Mechanicsburg's bench does not believe it. A minute 45 to go. Double bonus again for Country Day, Chuck, which is going to wind up shooting 30 free throws.
Well, so far they've shot 23, 24.
Right.
That was the fifth foul on Danny Schimpfer. The freshman had a nice game.
Danny Schimpfer is out. She's the second to go by the way of expulsion because of five fouls for Mechanicsburg. The other, Hamby, the 5'8 senior post player. Double bonus for Country Day. Free throw put up there by Delbello, front rim to the back rim, and it trickles in there. 51-42. Country Day up 9, 1:45 to go in the fourth. That one barely drew iron. Rebound down to Casey Schimpfer. Up ahead to Forrest. Jordan on her. Into the lane goes Forrest, and she draws a two-shot foul. Ball was thrown up there, way short. Arms outstretched by McLean. Either she or Jordan got a piece of Forrest. Clock stops. That's a good thing for Mechanicsburg. A minute 37 left, still a 9-point game. Deficit facing Mechanicsburg. A couple of big free throws here for Grace Forrest, who rattles it in. 51-43, Country Day ahead by 8. Second shot by Forrest. Biggest lead, 11. That came with 2:55 to go in the game at 49-38. Forrest converts a pair. 51-44. 1, 2, 3 Mechanicsburg players in backcourt. Jam the Country Day player who coughed up the ball. It's loose. Layup is good on the steal. Wilhelm for a basket for Mechanicsburg, which fouls in backcourt with a minute 27 to go after cutting the lead down to 5. Oh, these are critical free throws here for Country Day. Give credit to Mechanicsburg, which once trailed by 11 with under 3 to go. A minute 27 remaining. Country Day's lead has been shaved to 5. 51-46, Delbello at the stripe. Double bonus time again for Country Day, which has lived at the line in the fourth quarter. Delbello aims and calmly drops it home. 52-46 in favor of Country Day. Country Day shooting free throws, Chuck, at over 75%, close to 80. Second one, Delbello, right on the mark. 53-46, Country Day by 7. A minute 27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Both teams double bonus. We've had in the second half 26-27 fouls called. Ball lobbed to midcourt for Mechanicsburg. Delaney Wilhelm to Roush in the right corner. Oh, late feed into the lane to Casey Schimpfer. Oh, she blew the layup. A point blanker. Got the rebound back. Ball knocked away by Country Day. Fed into the left corner to Emma Jones. Jones gets it out of trouble to Forrest. Forrest around Jordan. Fires a three. No good off the back rim. Long rebound to Roush. Mechanicsburg still has it. 1 minute left. Roush baseline right. Blocked on the play by Country Day, which stepped out. Mechanicsburg in that array of shots during that sequence missed one, Chuck, from right below the rim.
Well, that pretty much sums up the day. Oh, we see Jordan down. Hopefully she's not hurt.
Cam Jordan.
Maybe a cramp the way they're kind of working on it.
Exactly. Has suffered a right leg ailment, and you're right. I think it's a...
They're working on the calf. That's
yes.
Good. Not an ankle, not a knee.
Yep. It's below the knee, above the ankle. It is a lower leg cramp suffered by Cam Jordan of Country Day. Action delayed. 58.7 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 53-46. And during that scrum for the ball, what did result, Chuck? Whose possession when we come back?
Well, I wish I could tell you. I think it's Country Day's ball.
Up 7. Country Day now, I think, at 28.
They are 20 of 27 from the free throw.
20 of 27. Marvelous.
Well, I mean, if you want to go to the other side, 2, 4, 6, 7, 16, 14 of 16 from Mechanicsburg.
Clinic at the stripe here today.
Just not a lot. Just not enough of them, and too many 2- and 3-foot shots that just did not drop.
Yes, phenomenal free throw shooting by both teams. But you're right, Chuck, that last miss right below the net, the Mechanicsburg player was parked after a steal.
Well, I was half right. It is Mechanicsburg ball.
It is Mechanicsburg's ball. That's big for the visiting team on the scoreboard, which trails by 7, under a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Wilhelm, 30 feet away. Down in the corner to Forrest, a three-point shooter. Lets it fly, a long one, air balls it, heavy, missed everything, and it goes out of bounds to Country Day.
She just couldn't get her feet set. He was moving sideways when she let that fly.
Chuck, Mechanicsburg has shot less than 30% from the floor.
Oh, no, easy.
It's been miserable. Here is Country Day up the floor, dribbling left corner, Del Bello. Goes into the corner where she's trapped, gets it out of trouble to Zimmerman. That's a problem for Mechanicsburg. Zimmerman on the loose through the top of the circle. She's tripped up. 36.1 to go. 7-point lead, Country Day. Free throws 28 and 29 coming up here for Country Day. Well, unless things change drastically, it will be Cincinnati Country Day in a regional semifinal at 8. Next Thursday at Vandalia Butler against the winner of the second game here today between Tri-Village and its opponent, which is Legacy Christian. Expert free throw shooting by Zimmerman.
13 of 16 for that young lady.
Wow. She nails a pair. 55-46. Long three-pointer Mechanicsburg. Forrest shot is online. A little strong. Hit the heel. Kicked out to Del Bello. 22, 21 seconds left. She races down the floor into the left corner. Ball is jammed out of bounds by Forrest. Mechanicsburg has not shot it well. A very good defense all over the floor by Country Day. And that's going to be the key to this outcome. Country Day's tenacity and height on the inside.
Absolutely. And Cam Jordan.
Ooh, she has sparkled. Left the game with a calf injury a moment ago. She's not on the floor for the final 11 seconds. Steal by Mechanicsburg. Quickly down the floor. Forrest, another long three. No good. Heavy on the shot. Rebound taken down by McLean of Country Day, which is smiling all over the floor now. They can taste victory. 5 ticks left. 55-46. Country Day up 9. McLean at the stripe, as Country Day will shoot in excess of 30 free throws in this game.
And Casey Shipford has fouled out with that last foul with 5 seconds to go, the end of her senior year.
A marvelous senior performer, Casey Shipford for Mechanicsburg. And Morgan Hamby, also a senior, fouled out in this game. And another player fouled out, right? Didn't three foul
yeah,
out?
Danny Shipford also.
Danny Shipford, a freshman.
Casey ended up with 22 points in her final game for the Indians.
Super game by Casey Shipford of Mechanicsburg as she, Danny, and Morgan Hamby all foul out. The free throw by McLean is good. It's 56-46. Second one strong. Rebound to Mechanicsburg, eventually to Forrest. 2 seconds left. She's at midcourt. A running one-hander. Hit the backboard. Hit the rim. Bounced away, and that's it. Country Day with a stellar victory over Mechanicsburg in our first game here today at Troy. Country Day now 23-2 on the year. The Miami Valley Conference champs win this contest 56-46 over Mechanicsburg, which simply shot too poorly. A field goal shooting percentage somewhere in that 25 to 30 percentile range. Not good at all. Mechanicsburg missed a bushel basket full of close ones. All the credit to Country Day. Its size on the inside was intimidating. Some good outside jump shots for Mechanicsburg didn't fall. A real key, Chuck, was Cam Jordan's defense on Grace Forrest, who had a poor shooting afternoon for Mechanicsburg.
Well, I'll tell you, just all around Cam Jordan, she was all over the floor. She made some incredible driving layups. She had steals. She beat you back defensively for easy baskets to start the game. She's the real deal. And if you look at this lineup, Dobello's a junior, Zimmerman's a sophomore, Jordan's a junior. They're going to be pretty good next year.
Oh, sure. They'll be right back here in the district with a very good shot at a regional berth.
Right.
And McLean's a sophomore.
Woo.
Unbelievable. Yeah, late February, early March next year, count on Country Day being in a district championship and a regional semifinal. And I tell you what, don't count Country Day out in the regional next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Whoever wins this second game, Tri-Village or Legacy Christian, Tri-Village being the favorite, either one of those two will have its hands full with Cincinnati Country Day. So much size, and then what they might lack in little team speed is made up right away with Cam Jordan.
Yeah, if the rest of them aren't fleet of foot, she makes up for it. You're right.
10-point win for Cincinnati Country Day over Mechanicsburg. And so pleased to have webcasted this game for a huge audience in West Central Ohio, specifically the Mechanicsburg area, Champaign County, Ohio, and to the southwest corner of the state, Cincinnati and Hamilton County, all the Country Day fans.
Right. Hope you enjoyed it, because I'll tell you what, it was a real pleasure to watch both these teams play basketball today. Both teams can be very, very proud.
Yep. Bonus coverage here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Again, a 3 o'clock tip this afternoon, Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe. We are on the web online at 2:45. The middle game today that tips at 1 between Tri-Village and Legacy Christian, we will not be covering. Chuck, our Clancy's Award winners, let's take a look at the scoring between these two clubs. In excess of 50 free throw shot.
Yeah, a lot of free throw shot. Mechanicsburg 14 of 16, and Country Day was 23 of 31.
Woo.
Individual scoring for Country Day, they had two outstanding scorers, Cam Jordan with 23 and Sarah Zimmerman with 17. Those two are my Clancy's players of the game, because I can't divide them. So they both deserve to win it.
I got you.
On the other side, Casey Schiffer ended up with 22, and Grace Forrest, only a junior, she gets to go back and give this another shot next year. She had 12. Going to go with Casey as the Clancy's player of the game.
Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we just received a score from Springfield via Matt Zerker. Thank you, Matt, very much. Girls Division III District Championship. Versailles defeated Bethel Tate by a final score of 48-35. Let me double-check, make sure that is correct. 58-45. 58-45, Versailles over Bethel Tate in that first Girls Division III division. That first Girls Division III District Championship game at Springfield today, the winner for sales over Bethel Tate, 58-45. One way or the other, I will spit it out. Anna tips at 1 against Arcanum. Should Anna win, Anna and Versailles would play next Wednesday at Springfield at 8. They would be on a collision course, 8 p.m. next Wednesday at Springfield in a girls D3 regional semi.
Okay, and I know I'll have to leave at about 4 o'clock to get over there and get a good spot for us, even if we're only doing the late game.
Exactly. I'll make sure I'm there by 3. Well, the Mechanicsburg Indians just received their district runner-up hardware here at Troy. Happened just moments ago. And now the awards being presented to the Cincinnati Country Day Indians. They are being recognized for having won the girls D4 district here in game one of the day at Troy to advance on to a regional semifinal at 8 p.m. next Thursday at Vandalia Butler against the winner of our second game here today between Tri-Village and Legacy Christian. We won't be covering that game. Tri-Village is a solid favorite, but whoever wins that game will be challenged by Cincinnati Country Day next Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Vandalia Butler.
Yep, no doubt about it. This is a good basketball team, and here comes the girl getting her medal. Boy, she a difference maker.
And it looks like that cramp in the calf has pretty much healed itself.
Yeah, I think she probably would have been able to come back if it would have happened earlier.
Congratulations to the Cincinnati Country Day community. Head coach John Snell in his 15th year and staff. A record now of 23-2, and it's off to the regional. Mechanicsburg's club should be very good again next year, Chuck, even though three seniors graduate. Morgan Hamby, Casey Schipfer, both starters. Emma Wilson, a 5'7 senior guard, graduates. But there is still a wealth of talent, good experience coming back next year. And the star scorer will obviously be Grace Forrest,
yeah,
who was defended extremely tightly all day today by Cincinnati Country Day.
I would say in her 24 previous games, she didn't see anybody that was that quick and that good defensively.
And how many points did Forrest wind up with?
She had 12.
Had 12, and she had to work long and hard for those 12 points. But what'd she have? Two threes and a two. I bet she was no better than 3 for 15 or 6,
probably not, but I mean, every shot she took, she needed to take.
Yes, yeah, good point, good point. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. New ones, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, votejordansheriff.com, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, and thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We also salute American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc., in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. We also extend gratitude to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. We've got you covered. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. And Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, votejordansheriff.com. Our full slate of underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast as we watch Cincinnati Country Day cut down the district championship nets.
They're so tall, they don't need the ladder. That is how big that team is.
Well, I will tell you this, Chuck. It's about a 7 or 8 rung ladder, and they only need to climb to about the third step. Yeah, three steps up the ladder, and with their height, they've got chins over the rim.
Yep.
Very tall club, which has that added dimension of speed in the person of Cam Jordan, who is the difference in this game.
She's terrific. And terrific basketball player.
And what was the final tally once again, Chuck? An 11-point spread?
56-46.
10-point difference. Ron Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Thanks to Jeff Bray, who is here and filled in for me while I was recovering from influenza last weekend. Jeff handled four games play-by-play. Mike Wick was here. Matt Zerker was here on Stats Color on-site engineering for Chuck this past weekend while he was under the weather. Ron Mooney is our darn good scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. He listens in every now and then. I will see him tomorrow to update our archives and start working on new commercials for our sponsors. Don't forget, webcast time, 2:40 this afternoon. 2:40, Fort Loramie girls, number one in the state, against Franklin Monroe, another district championship. Tip-off at 3, webcast time, 2:40 this afternoon. For Ron, for Chuck, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Troy, where Country Day has defeated Mechanicsburg to earn a district title. Final tally, 56-46.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.